Missed out on an exciting feature or interview? View our podcasts on SoundCloud at Radio Islam International.
We cross over now to Lagos, and joining us on the line is Damimola Olawuyi, who is a geopolitical analyst. We talk about unrest, protests, violence against protesters that has dominated headlines emanating from Nigeria in recent days. Damimola, assalamu alaikum, and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Good morning, sir.
Give our listeners the context here. This NSAS protest, when did it start? What was the motivation behind it, and how did things unfold from there onwards?
Okay, the NSAS protest has actually been an online movement that has been going on for a few years now. The full meaning of SAS is the Special Anti-Robbery Squad. It is a special unit of the Nigerian police that was originally established in the early 1990s to deal with kidnapping, armed robbery, and other violent crimes. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, over the years, it has become essentially a group that specializes in terrorizing and shaking down youths for funds. There have been several allegations of extrajudicial killing, kidnapping, torture, and sexual violence against leveled against its officers. So the NSAS movement started online, where people essentially came out, narrated their stories, and protested against the activities of the unit. There were several promises and directives to reform or disband the unit over the years. Actually, the later directive is actually the fourth iteration of a directive to either disband or reform the unit. But it has continued its dastardly act. So 2 weeks ago, there was a report that there was a video actually that trended on social media that showed reportedly showed SAS operatives shooting an unarmed civilian and driving away with his vehicle in Delta State. The outrage that video generated actually led to, for the first time, physical demonstrations on the street of people protesting the movement. And of course, that snowballed and essentially captured the greater part of the youth who came out and demanded that enough was enough. And the unit just had to come to an end.
So what's the situation like currently? How many people have been killed? Is there still protest and unrest? There's talk that even internet communication has been blocked off from time to time.
Okay, so let your audience know this. The protest started peacefully. The organizers of the protest, right from the start, were very, very clear that they had nothing to do with violence, that any violence was not part of the protest, that they wanted to protest peacefully, wanted to draw the attention of the government to their grievances, not just ending SARS, ending police brutality, ending bad governance. And they were quick to denounce violence of any kind. Unfortunately, there have been reports that people in support of the government have hired thugs at various times to attempt to disrupt the protest. There have been credible allegations, with even video recordings on social media, of police and security forces using disproportionate force on protesters in Lagos, in Abuja, in Ogbomosho. And it is instinctive to note that a lot of the violence was actually initiated by government forces against peaceful protesters. We need to have that very, very clear. Violence, more often than not, was initiated by government supporters against peaceful, or government security forces against peaceful protests. So unfortunately, what happened was that in earlier this week, in response to the violence, the some states began to, in Edo State, actually started in Edo State, they initiated a 24-hour curfew. And then it was also extended to Lagos on Tuesday. Unfortunately, in response to that curfew, peaceful protesters who continued their sitting at the Lekki toll gate were fired upon by government forces. Please let us be clear. Peaceful protesters who were staging a sitting well within their constitutional rights were fired upon by government security forces. The curfew in Lagos has been extended to 3 days. We have, in response to the killing of many, many people, I think, of course, sources will vary, but as so far, over 100 people have been killed in this protest all over the country. At least 80 people are expected to have been killed during the shooting of peaceful protesters at Lekki. And many more are still in the hospital. So the situation is actually tense right now, although it has calmed down. The curfew was essentially violated simply because government did not have the capacity to enforce it. They have seen looting and destruction of property in various places all over the state. But the situation is getting calm, but like they would say, it is the silence of the graves.
Right.
Of the graveyard.
So what's likely to happen now? What's the way forward?
Honestly, if I could tell you what is likely to happen now, I would probably win the lottery. Because the problem is this. People came out to protest police brutality. They were met with police brutality. Even as of yesterday, we still saw videos of policemen opening fire on unarmed protesters. Yes, they may have been ruling. Yes, there have been pockets of violence. But by and large, majority of the police shootings that we have seen have been on unarmed, lawful protesters exercising their civic rights.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, the government at both the federal and state level has no credibility. This has been a leaderless youth movement, and it has been purposely so to prevent the movement being hijacked or being co-opted by the government. That has been a strategy of this movement from the very beginning. That is a mass movement, that is a movement of the masses, that everybody comes together, that everybody has an equal say. Yes, people can contribute whatever they have to the movement, but the goal has been to ensure that no part of the movement can have its leaders hijacked. I honestly cannot. If government has a plan, they can come out and tell us. But right now, the ball is in government court. I mean, they have made their move, they have seen the response, and now it is up to them to kind of chart a way forward.
Dami Mola, thank you so much for your time. We really do appreciate it.
Okay, thank you very much.
That was Dami Mola Olawuyi talking to us from Lagos about the protests and the unrest in Nigeria.